We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dan up on Mount Washington wants to talk about Kareem Hunt. What's up, Dan?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm pretty split on the situation personally, but I think in theory, if you know, people are okay with Ben Roethlisberger still having a job here, then they should at least consider all circumstances here. And I don't know that I'd want him on my team, but I would look at the whole situation in terms of if this girl used racial slurs. That doesn't make violence okay. It never is okay. But I think I would at least look at the whole situation, especially if he's now with a competitor. And could potentially hurt the Steelers a lot.
Well, the other thing
have that good of a team.
The other thing happening here, Dan, is that there's two other incidents that I'm sure that the league is looking into. One, a man said Hunt and another guy, they got into an altercation. The guy got a nose broken and a rib broken in that one.
Yeah, at Putin Bay. That's right. That's right. I did hear about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then there's another one. Then there's a third one. So
yeah,
it's not just one incident with him either.
Yeah, you're right, though, about what you said about, you know, if somebody's talented enough, they're probably going to get a lift. I mean, the guy's in his prime, and he fits the prototype of what running backs do in today's NFL in terms of catching passes out of the backfield, running between the tackles. So
it, there's no argument there. He's a great player.
He's a great receiver, too. He is great out of the backfield. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. He's a great receiver, too. Got a lot of catches, Joe.
Let's go
back.
He's
a good player, and he's only 23 years old.
He's an electric player, really, but then there's everything else. Let's go back to Mount Washington, Ron. We apparently have
We're big up there today.
We're big up there. Our friend Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, real quick. Look, I have no sympathy for Kareem Hunt. He should be banned for life. Hey, if that was my daughter, are you kidding me? There's no way. That guy is an animal. He has a pattern of behavior. He can't keep his hands off of women and anybody else. There's no way he should be in. No way.
I agree, but the fact that he is, does he then have a right to work?
Well, no. No one has a right to play in the NFL. You work at a business just, you know, just like anybody else. There's rules and regulations. It's not what he does on the field. It's what he does off the field. That's a liability to the NFL. I mean, you got Kaepernick. He's not in the league.
How long do you think he gets suspended for?
He should be banned for life.
How long do you think he will?
Well, the commissioner has the power to bring him back if he wants. I hope and I pray he doesn't do it. As far as the players complaining, well, they signed that contract with the NFL. So, hey, that's the way it goes. It's the commissioner's decision. I hope he makes the right one. Keep this animal away from the league.
It's not going to happen. He's going to play in the league again at some point, but I think it could be half of the year next year. You know, if this guy has a he can't misstep again. I mean, I think Dorsey said that.
Well, he already got three times.
Well, I know, but he's going to get – he's already been cut and lost his paycheck and a chance to play for a Super Bowl contender last year. He's going to miss at least half of this season, I would think. So it's not like he isn't being punished. You can argue it's not enough, and I certainly think that's a reasonable argument. I'm just saying what's realistic. They're not going to ban him from life. They're just not.
I think he should absolutely be banned for a year, at least. And if Roger Goodell said 2 years, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I don't think that'll happen, but
no,
maybe.
No, it won't happen.
I think a year, maybe. Two, absolutely not.
But the question is whether it should, based on what we saw. And I agree with him. I mean, having a daughter of my own, when I look at that crap, I wish this guy wouldn't. I wish, frankly, he was behind bars, but the woman didn't come forward. But okay, then what's the onus on Roger Goodell then, Ron? How long do you think he should be suspended for?
I would think at least half of the season. At least. Usually the measuring stick is six games, usually. But because he's had multiple incidents, I think it's more than six games.
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion.
And that seems to be the speculation out there.
Based on the one incident of which we've seen the video, I think he should be out of the league for a year. But I know he won't be. Dante, go ahead. You there, Dante?
Yes. Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, your comment about the right to work, I agree with you, but to me, the privilege of work, you know, to be an NFL player is there, but they all went to college. They have degrees. So if you want your right to work, go, you know, go to what degree you got when you were in college.
Well, a lot of them don't have degrees.
Yeah, I don't know that Kareem Hunt has a degree. He went to Toledo, but I don't know that he graduated.
I agree there, but yeah, they should have some education if they can go into a field. So just a comment, that's all.
All right, let's go to Bill. What's up, Bill?
Are you gentlemen familiar with a show called Playmakers in 2003?
Yes, it understated what the NFL is actually like.
Yes, and I rewatched the first episode last night where the gentleman was picked up for speeding with cocaine on his car seat, and they left him go.
Uh-huh.
And in his mind, he was thinking, when you're a playmaker, the rules don't apply. And also, in the episode, the owner took him in and saw all these tapes where he was doing, you know, wrong things. He took the tape up and tore it up and
kind of like the Spygate tapes.
Careful.
Yes, Ron.
The better you are, the more chances you get. That's life.
Do you remember
that
show?
That is life in any profession. I do not. That is life in any profession. In any profession. In any profession.
Yeah. It is. And then there are points where...
If you make a lot of money for your company and you screw up, they'll find a way to keep you. You're kind of a mediocre employee, you screw up, you're out the
door.
That
is life in general, unless they find something so damning that they fire you.
Yeah. Well,
which the Chiefs did with this guy.
Right, but that they drafted Tyreek Hill.
They did.
And kept him. And you think they're glad they did?
Of course.
He's an all-pro wide receiver now and kick returner. And the fans there love him.
Right, that's a fact. But just because that's the way life is doesn't make it right.
No, but it makes it life.
To a certain degree.
Not necessarily right, but it makes it life.
To a certain degree, and then sometimes somebody does something enough where they get kicked out.
Right.
Every once in a while. Greg in Carnegie, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just wonder what your thoughts are concerning the fact that, you know, Kareem was actually, in essence, suspended for the latter part of the 2018 season, too. Do you think the league should or would take into consideration the fact that he lost a number of games already as a result of this situation?
I don't think so. He was cut. He was released. He wasn't suspended. I guess he went on the exempt list, but I don't think that. I don't think it'll count as time served. I don't believe that.
When you go on the exempt list, though, even if somebody picked him up, he was essentially prevented from playing, Ron, right?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if they would consider that.
I don't think so. Because the punishment won't be handed down until their investigation is complete. Goodell said that at the State of the Union last week at the Super Bowl.
What would your reaction have been if Kareem Hunt signed with the Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'll continue to talk about that. We're waiting. Word on Evgeny Malkin and his phone hearing today with the NHL and whether he's going to get suspended.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.